is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, oh man, were my headphones up loud? I mean, cans. Jesus Christ. What kind of maniac turns the headphones all the way up to 10?
Hey, it's Loveline. This is Adam Carolla. I'm Dr. Drew.
What the hell's going on here? What a
phone
sick
number.
Son of a bitch does this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Jesus Christ. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Nobody eats like Drew. You know, I talk about Drew being a passionate, passionate man. He's passionate about his food, too.
That's right.
He's a hungry man.
Drive.
Literally and figuratively. He goes after life with zest.
Gusto.
Gusto. He grabs onto it with both hands and rides it for all it's worth.
To the tune of...
He's living. He's living life to the fullest. I'll tell you that. Because you know why? He's scared. He's scared to slow down.
Why? What would happen if I slow down?
Voices, man. Demons catch up to you,
maybe,
man.
Maybe it's like a shark.
Yeah, you got to keep swimming forward.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm scared to move. That's the difference. We make a good team, Drew.
Yeah, that's how it works.
You're scared to slow down. I'm scared to leave the house.
Nice.
All right. It's Loveline. Yeah. Drew, no. Come on. No more
number.
Eating. No eating more nuts? Okay.
Unacceptable.
All right. Maya?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
Quick, ask Drew a question so he can't eat his nuts.
Hey, Drew. I had a question. I had a question regarding stimulating my man with my finger anally. I'm wondering how I do that. I know there's a way to stimulate the prostate.
Has he asked you to do this?
He told me it would be okay. I've been kind of curious about it, but went to try it.
Now, let's think of this guy's mindset at that time. He doesn't want it. It would be okay.
Well, it's as if you were going to put some new curtains up in the living room. He doesn't think you need it, but if you want to do it, knock yourself out.
That? Or is it this one of these guys that's so happy just to be with this girl, he's afraid if he says something wrong, she'll scare her away? Like
no, he's not so happy to be with her because when you have that kind of power exchange,
she's not putting digits
up the ass.
Okay,
she's barely letting him F her.
Just showing up, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like I just popped it out. When I try to put my hand down there, he spreads his legs wider. So.
Oh, all right. Well, give it
a go signal.
Give it a whirl, then.
So how do I do that? How much should I apply pressure towards, like I'm going towards the sack? Or
where are you right now? Are you in a bathroom?
I'm in the bathroom because I didn't want the radio to make an echo.
Okay, well.
Couldn't turn the radio off?
I'm recording.
Glad we got rid of that whole echo problem. By the way, you can record these things by just turning the volume down and leaving the recording level up, can't you?
Okay, is this better?
All right.
Much better.
Put a towel over your head or put your head in the hamper or something. Okay, go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it. Now, how do I do this?
There is no right way because this is all BS you read about in Cosmo magazine.
Well, you should use some lubrication, right?
Yeah, but there's this fascination with it because the Cosmo make it sound like something extraordinary.
You use some lubrication and put it up there, and then where's that prostate once the finger goes up there, Drew?
It's forward.
We know it's forward.
You want to give me the anatomy book?
No.
Try to describe it?
No. Here's all I'm saying.
It's just the fingertip. If you went to the second knuckle, you'd be well against it.
Well against it. You don't have to go toward Mecca.
You get in Mecca, you feel that you sweep the whole thing.
You sweep the whole thing?
Yeah.
So if I just bent over in front of you and grabbed my ankles.
When I do an prostate exam, I got to go to the knuckle.
You go to the third knuckle, or
right.
All the way to the knuckle,
knuckle, and then I sweep.
You just go around.
Yeah.
Would that be the most stimulating? You think? Do your patients like it?
No. What do you think? Does it sound good?
I don't know. I got one like 8 months ago.
No. I mean, if somebody were to do, a woman were to do that to
you. Oh, sweep my ass.
Is it a good thing?
No, probably not.
No. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right, but listen.
It's the equivalent of like the woman's G-spot is supposed to intimidate.
No.
That is total BS, man. Please, don't read that crap in those magazines.
Look, a guy does not love someone's finger up his ass. A guy loves the idea of someone wanting to put her finger up his ass. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
That's a little prove that you love me stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice gesture on her part.
My God, the bonobo monkeys, they greet each other that way?
Is that how they do it?
Yeah.
Julia?
Hi.
You're 17?
I've been on Celexa for about 4 weeks, and I was just wondering how smoking weed would affect that.
Basically prevent it from working.
Oh, well, there you go.
It does? Really?
Yeah. You can't smoke weed and expect to have an antidepressant work. And if you're smoking that much weed, you've got a different problem. You have addiction. And that needs to be treated. To try to treat addiction with an antidepressant is a mistake also.
Does it affect Celexa more than other?
No. Antidepressants don't work when you're smoking pot, basically.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I bet they do.
And if I wasn't smoking, how long would it take the Celexa to start working, like, for me to notice?
It depends. That's hard to say. If you were engaged in treatment for your marijuana addiction, maybe 2 to 4 weeks. But if you're not engaged in treatment, you're going to feel anxious and doubt. You're going to have all kinds of other feelings that's going to make it difficult to even assess what's going on with your Celexa.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good times. Man, I popped a great zit on my shoulder today. You know that feeling? Is there anything better?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it. Not a finger in the ass, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, this was a great zit because it was one of those sort of discovery, lost treasure zits. You all know, you get those kind of hard ones that are on your shoulders or around your scapula there on your back. My skin is kind of tight around my shoulder, my back. There's nothing to grab onto, really, in that area. And it's just sort of painful. But I was just taking my shirt off. I did Son of the Beach today, the Howard Stern FX show. I was in my dressing room, getting in my wacky costume. Big one, right on the meaty part of the, not, you know, your underarm, right? Just above it, just a little bit on the back of the arm. Mm-hmm. Nice and fleshy and meaty in there.
Deep.
I grabbed hold of that thing. I was like, ooh, what have we here? When did this crop up? Then I like when you start tossing around theories. Yep. Had that red wine last night. This is what, you know, you start putting, oh yeah. You ate red meat. Yeah. You start, but then you go, oh, shut up, you retard. You got to sit.
French fries.
Yeah, you shouldn't ate that fry. I'll tell you that. No, you just go, all right, you got to sit. And I'm looking, I'm going, this is a good one. And it was a kind that
now
made.
This is wonderful.
Oh, listen, I don't get too many of these good ones. I popped that thing, it made a sound like a carrot snapping.
Wow.
You know, like fresh produce, you know. Pop.
And it
right on the mirror. Oh, it was great. I mean, it felt good. I mean, it's a satisfying experience, you know. Judge if you will, but it's satisfying. Drew, back me up as a human being. That can be very satisfying.
Very satisfying.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Poor Drew wants to eat his peanuts, and I keep talking to him, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you're 23. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Love you guys' show.
Thanks.
My question is probably for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Basically, I prematurely ejaculate, and I always have. And my question is, what kind of person do I need to see for treatment for this, or what can I do to try to fix this problem?
What have you tried?
I haven't tried a lot. There's a technique where you, like, try to hold it.
Yeah.
You do that, like, 3 times.
What do you mean you try to hold it?
Well, like...
Inch it off?
No. It's actually like a masturbation technique.
Yeah.
Where, like, right before you're about to let go, you stop. And then you wait until it calms down, then you do that again.
Yeah. Have you done that when you're with someone?
Yeah, but not very many times. I mean, like, probably like once.
You can't do the 3 times. You do just the 1 time.
Yeah. No, I haven't really done that when I was with somebody.
How fast do you go when you're with somebody?
Pretty quick. Sometimes it would be just during foreplay. Like if my penis touches somebody's leg, sometimes it'll happen.
I don't know why. There's two things in life that really don't have a whole lot to do with the person, but they're and they're very tragic, but they're infinitely funny, and we have a green light to laugh at as a society. Fat people and guys who come too quick.
Yep.
And I really there's It's a complete roll of the dice, the penis Mike has. You know, brushing against the chick's kneecap. As opposed to some guy who goes all night.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
And he sees some poor kid who's a big fat mess at 15. And he sees some other guy who's a skinny rail. Just roll the dice.
That's right. It's your clock.
But yet, we got the green light to make fun of both of them.
And so, Mike, this may just be you. And you need to,
oh, it is.
You need to find ways to manage this, really.
Okay.
Nothing really is going to change it. There are medications that might. The serotonin reuptake inhibiting antidepressants sometimes can delay this.
Well, how about a second round? I mean, how
or a third round, or yeah.
It's usually pretty quick, same time. The second time, even, too.
What about third time?
Third time might be a little bit longer. Well,
by then, he's flooded the room with semen,
but,
though.
You know what I mean? Why doesn't he really figure out a way to... Why doesn't he masturbate twice before he...
Drew, I don't know why... But there's something wrong with that equation where we go, well, if the first one goes too quick, just catch him on the second one. It makes sense to us as guys who have control over our penis, but for some reason it doesn't seem to work for guys who don't have control over their penis.
Is once they get high levels of arousal, even if they're depleted, they're there.
Right.
You know, and I think they have to really sort of wear themselves down further.
Plus, it kind of breaks the moment a little bit for the lady.
I think
you know,
it's like a Corolla, what would you call it, program of regular masturbation or more frequent masturbation. So it's not that he's doing it repeatedly with her, that he just is less aroused when he gets there.
Yeah. Geez, I'm a little embarrassed. Got a movie in the mail, you know, my porno movie I ordered.
Which one?
It's not important, the name.
It what? Must be. You're so embarrassed you can't even say it. It's got to be incredible.
Here's the embarrassing part.
Uh-oh.
It was on DVD format.
Yeah.
The DVD, my DVD player.
The little...
Mysteriously went out. No, the one that was in the... It was in the entertainment unit.
Yeah.
So, I pulled out that one that our producers got us for a gift a couple of years ago.
A little one, yeah.
Yeah, except for it's got the virtual reality goggles with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That would have been a great shot.
Oh, my God.
That would have been...
Ashamed of yourself.
Nobody. But I'll tell you, what a picture.
You with the Star Trek glasses. With
Taser in one hand.
Penis in the other.
I just thought, oh my God, I've just sunken down to new lows now.
Did you do it?
Oh, no.
Oh, of course.
Are you high?
Just nobody walked in.
No, but it's still just...
Did it break your concentration for a second thinking about the...
With the goggles and stuff? It was just it was a mess.
What was the film?
You've never heard of it. It's nothing, you know. Not even comical sounding. Yeah.
Who's number one?
No, well, it wasn't even Minka.
Oh.
But don't, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want Minka to hear me talking about that and get jealous, come over here, knock me over with one of her triple E cans.
Who's number one?
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah. You just talked.
Oh, we just talked to him. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got a premature problem. I don't know. Try those drugs.
Yeah.
And try that. You know, Ron Jeremy, the porn star, was in here a few weeks back, and he just basically said, although I don't know if this advice works for guys who bust a nut when their penis brushes up against the comforter on climbing onto the bed, but he said a couple of strokes and stop if you feel like something's happening. Sort of like...
Pace yourself.
You know when you got to heave?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in someone's nice car driving home from a party.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like, okay, drive, open the window. Then you'll like slow down and go, hold on. You'll put your head out. You'll be like, mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going. You got to kind of do that, don't you? I mean, I don't know. You don't pee on yourself when you got to go to the bathroom and you're taking a car drive.
Just
I mean,
like
just
heaving.
Just. Okay, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Flip around the channels, found The Weakest Link a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy on The Weakest
Link. Saw him on that.
What is that?
They were having...
It was all loser show?
They were like degenerates.
Yeah.
They had like Madams and Ron Jeremy and the guy who...
Corey Feldman and...
I'm talking about Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy has a master's degree in education.
Yes, he does.
We're talking about Ron Jeremy.
Oh. It's just using the S word. Now, Ron Jeremy is a... has a 6-year degree somewhere,
he's a smart
but
guy.
Well, no, not as smart as he's always. He compensates because he's in the porn industry.
He's not a dumb guy.
No, he's not a dumb guy. There's one Jew in the porn industry, and there's one diploma in the porn industry. Who do you think has it? One Jew, one diploma. That's all you need to know about stereotypes, everybody. That's it. Alex.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happening, goofball?
Well, okay, here's the thing, bud. Having some trouble when I'm giving oral sex to my girlfriend. I just don't think she's getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, does she have an orgasm doing anything else?
Well, yeah, when we have sex, she does.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, I mean, it's not every time, but yeah.
How is it you have trouble ascertaining whether she does or she doesn't when you're having oral sex, but you're convinced when you have sex she does?
Well, I guess because she tells me. I mean, that's not, I'm probably not the best indicator, but...
Well, all right. Well, hold on a second. Drew, you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Which is, she doesn't bother faking it during the oral sex because
right.
they still got to get through the intercourse.
Right, and she needs
After
to get...
After about 10 minutes of that, she starts getting a little sore, so she belts out one.
Yeah.
And now it's time to watch Temptation Island.
Right.
But doesn't have it every time, which says to me, wait a minute, maybe she's not faking it.
Hmm.
Alex?
Yeah.
Doesn't have the orgasm every time during intercourse?
No.
Hmm. All right. No, not faking. Okay. So what do you want us to help you with?
Well, that's kind of an awkward question, I guess. I don't know. I read this thing one time. It sounds totally stupid, but they said to like try spelling words with your tongue, right? And they said to start with like the ones that were best were words that started with I and ended in O.
And this is bogus.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure it was bogus, but
no, we're pretty sure you're bogus.
Me.
All right. So, is there a joke? You got to get to something.
No.
All right.
True.
Look, okay, here's the deal. I don't know why I got these sort of... Certain callers make me nervous. It's a bogus factor, and
right.
I think Drew picks up on that, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know.
It's the jack-off factor.
Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, just sort of a jack-off. Yeah. Hey, bud.
Yeah, you just don't believe him or trust him.
Right.
Or it sounds like anything but sincere.
Right.
Okay, so here's the deal with the oral sex, guys. Just go slow. Be nice and rhythmic.
And, know where your target is.
That's right.
You gotta know where it's supposed to be. And it's actually the
smart bomb, not the carpet bomb like I do.
Their right side is actually a little more sensitive down in that.
Their right side?
Remember that guy was telling us about that, one of these orgasm guys we had in here one time.
Is that because they're right-handed?
No, he had some theories about why, but I think he's probably right.
Their right side?
Yeah.
But not...
So it's really... Give me the book.
No. No, you stay up top where the clitoris is,
and
right?
Sweep around the right there.
Stay toward the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, stay up top. And don't push too hard. Don't get too crazy. And don't break it up. I say women need rhythm. Actually, guys do too. You don't want to be yanked in 10 different directions. You want something even. Something you can kind of...
Focus
set
on.
Your clock yeah. on. Okay. All right. Shane.
Right here.
You're 13. What's up?
I just pretty much, why am I a loser?
Probably genetic.
What do you mean?
Well, pretty much every girl I know thinks I'm an idiot. I think I'm fat. Other people don't think so.
Why am I such a loser?
You think you're what?
I'm fat.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
How much you weigh?
150.
You're fat. No.
No.
Not fat.
Nope. Not fat.
What do you mean loser? What does that mean to you?
I have like 3 friends that I really truly know. And those are like the 3 friends that are in my band, and that's pretty much anybody I have like a conversation with.
Why don't you expand your friends? Can you, are you interested in things? Meet more people?
Well,
you go to a small school?
No, I have a massive school, but like, they got me on like social anxiety drugs now.
So you've had.
What are they?
What are those?
Paxil.
All right.
Is that helping?
Somewhat, yeah.
So it's not that you're a loser, it's that you're anxious around people, so you can't make friends, right?
Yeah, but it's just I haven't been in school because I got kicked out like 3 months ago.
For what?
For drugs.
Ah, well, that's something to work on.
Yeah. What about your parents? How are they doing?
My mom's like always bitching at me.
Yeah.
My dad's like an ex-pothead, and he's always giving me big lectures. And
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little something, Shane. Life sucks when you're young.
Yeah.
And here's why it sucks. Because you have no control. You have no money. You have no autonomy. You're just living with people. And it's a big spin of the wheel to see if your parents are idiots or not. I got caught up with idiots myself, and I was trapped. You see, later, you'll do what I do. You'll go to dinner with them when you're in your 30s, and you'll look across the table, and you'll go, oh, my God, I lived with these people. And worse, I had to listen to them. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I just plan on getting a job as soon as I can and moving the hell out.
That's good. That's fine. Look, Shane, 13's not a party for a lot of people, but here's the deal. Don't kill yourself. Focus more on what it is you want to do, whether it's your music or whatever the hell it is, and just push through it. I mean, here's the deal. If you want people to like you, you want to be more popular, you want to get some chicks, you got to work a little harder at it in order to present a package that's going to be attractive to them. But don't sit around and hang your head and talk about being a loser, because no one will want to hang out with you, and then it'll be one of those self-fulfilling prophecies.
I just act like a nervous idiot, and I just say whatever comes up.
All right. Well, let's stay on your medication. Stay away from the drugs. Find Jesus Christ. Get a job. Fight to keep it. Your last easy day was yesterday. We got a dime holding up a dollar.
What was the other thing other than to the tune of you wanted? Oh, it's the way people are. What was that?
Oh, takes all kinds.
Takes all kinds.
Takes all kinds. Takes all kinds. See, they used to say that instead of that guy's a effing nut job. Like they'd go, you'd be walking down the boardwalk and some guy'd come rollerblading by with a bunch of piercings and you'd go, takes all kinds. You see?
Good times.
Right. Now we just look at each other and go, molested. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Vince DiFiore from the band Cake.
Hi, my name is John McCrae from the band Cake, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Danger and caution go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's true.
I like how they refer to themselves as the band Cake.
I love those Cake guys.
Yeah, they're nice guys.
Those Cake guys are the coolest. I don't know what's up with Cake. I know they're working. They're putting out CDs. They're selling CDs. Hey, and let's get the Cake guys in here.
It's been a while.
It's been forever. Cake's a cool band, and the guys in it are really cool. So we'll work that out. We miss those guys. Joyce.
Hi.
You're 38?
Yes, Adam, I am.
What's up?
You know, I just wanted to kind of talk to Dr. Drew, really. Not trying to dish you, Adam, because, you know, I wouldn't do that.
No, go ahead. I'm going to eat some peanuts.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dr. Drew, how you doing?
Joyce, what's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to your show the other night, which I do love very much because you're very, very smart. And I was listening to this woman that was thinking about getting implants, and I work in a pathology lab. And we just got to get the message out there to these ladies that it's not worth it. You know, they just don't understand what they're doing to the inside of their bodies.
Well, what do you see at the pathology lab?
Well, we get implants that have either burst or for whatever reason they send them back. And they have this hard shell that our body has made over this. And
But not everyone gets those. That's a complication.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because we only get things that need to be biopsied.
Right. And but there is a point to be made here, and that is that very often, and I think more than people realize, getting implants is not a one-time deal. It's a beginning of a process.
Well, you know, but needs to be revisions. Like Adam telling women that they need big hooters, Adam.
How dare you, ma'am? How dare you call our fine radio show and attack me?
I love you.
And, heck, and my sensibilities.
I'd love to have your baby that works with me. She loves you.
Oh, really? I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs.
Nope.
Well, she doesn't have very big ones.
She'd like to have my baby?
She'd love to have your baby.
All right. After I have it, she can have it. Is that what she's talking about?
I believe so.
I like to give my child away, but I want to born it first. I want to play with it for a while, show it around, take some pictures, and then I'll get rid of it.
Take some pictures.
And you'd be a good father, wouldn't you?
No.
I would.
No.
I would be a great, great father.
He doesn't have that kind of staying power.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Dr. Drew to learn from.
I've seen Drew. He just throws money at his kids and hopes they go away.
Can I be your kid, Dr. Drew?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey.
I just wanted to say that I love you guys, and I just really wish that these, you know, they understand that they have no idea what they're doing to the insides of their body.
I think the point is well taken, that it is a procedure that needs to be really thought of as a serious, serious decision.
But Joyce has the same problem which we have. She works at a pathology lab, so only boob job related
gone
stuff.
Bad.
She's that's going to be a Fox special, boob jobs gone bad.
Yeah.
It's like the time...
boob job gone bad show?
My sister was... My sister, not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Still live in your house?
Big A, no. Got her out of there. But Big A got all the brains in the family. Not only the brains for my sister, but I somehow sucked the brain out of my mom and dad as well, because they don't got any brains either. But I'm the genius of the family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister was working in Silver Lake... With a bunch of homos and
in a hair salon?
Hair salon, yeah. The world's gayest hair salon, and somebody said, "What percentage of males do you think are gay?" We're all sitting around. She said, 75-80%, and I realized that the reason she said that is because she worked around 90%, maybe 100% gay, and knocked 20% off. So you work in a pathology lab, all you see is bad boob jobs. It's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth about boob jobs, but I think they're pretty safe these days. Christopher?
Yeah.
You're 15?
What's up, guys?
What's happening, stoner?
Hey, no, I'm not a stoner.
Really?
Really?
Yes, I'm not.
Well, you're going to make a good one day.
Yeah. How was your Christmas?
Good. Good.
That's great. What'd you get for Christmas?
How was yours?
It was great.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
My call was actually kind of bogus.
All right. Good for you. That's it? Just want to find out how our Christmas had gone?
No, not just that. I wanted to tell you guys something me and my friends were talking about.
Yeah?
Well, I was talking to my friends, and I told them about this thing I thought should be invented.
Oh.
It's this one,
Hold on a second. Just hold on.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
A lot of people make fun of me for my harebrained schemes and ideas and inventions.
But let's hear what
and all that kind of stuff.
Someone else comes up.
And my super bad analogies and bad puns and bad jokes and bad everything.
Boy, you're going to look good in a few minutes.
But I just want you to keep my harebrained crap in mind when we start hearing about other ones.
From Stoner Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, it's this one big dildo, all right? And it's hollow. You put your arm through it, and you use it on someone, all right? And it's not the thing itself. It's the name. I call it an armadildo.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, kid
is on to something. Armadildo.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Well, I stand corrected. That was too bad.
I got to go now.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow night.
All right.
All right, Chris.
Sometime, Adam, so we could set something up.
All right. Yeah. All right, buddy. We'll party.
All right. Bye.
Okay. He's from... Where's this kid from?
Cupertino.
Where is that?
Northern California.
Oh,
San Jose.
Amanda?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 16. What's going on?
Well, okay, I've been with my boyfriend for, like, 4 months now. And for the past 3 months, we've been, like, getting sexual and stuff. And every time he says it feels good, but he can never finish.
Hmm. How old is he?
He's 17.
Wow. Are you the first person he's been with?
Yeah.
Could he be nervous?
I don't know. He says he's not nervous. He says he feels totally comfortable around me and everything.
Does he lose his erection, or just nothing comes out?
Just nothing comes out, because he's like... I don't know. He says he can feel like it's almost there, but it never happens.
How do you know when you're done, then?
When I finish.
So you're finished.
How long does that take?
15, 20 minutes.
Hmm. And does he masturbate?
I don't know.
Oh, you guys are, you talk about everything.
They're
you
close.
Do.
Oof. Communicating.
Well, that's the answer. I mean, that's the key.
Yeah.
I mean, if this guy says, I masturbate and something comes out, well, isn't that your first, don't you want to know if something's ever come out of him, Amanda?
Yeah, well, I've never really asked him about it. We've joked around about it before, but.
Mm. Oh, all right. I thought you guys were talking about stuff.
No, we don't really talk about that much.
You're close enough to be having sex. You're close enough to sort of sound each other out a little bit about the experience, all right?
Yeah.
No big deal.
I mean, you guys, you know, he says sorry or this isn't working or we got to stop, and you have some discussion about it.
Yeah.
You're I think maybe a simple way to approach it is just, hey, what do you need?
Well,
what'll it take?
It's like we'll just kind of joke around about it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
It's not funny.
What are you using for birth control? That?
What?
What are you using for birth control?
What do you mean, what am I using for birth control? I'm using birth control.
What are you using?
Ortho-tricycline.
All right. That's the question.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned last night.
What do you mean, what do I mean, what are you using for birth control, you goofball?
New transdermal patch. Contraceptive patch once a week. Don't forget that if you guys can't remember to take a pill. And I spent again on the web today trying to get the California Medical Association to respond to me about emergency contraceptives.
No response?
No, a couple of emails, but no real response yet. I just think this is a great opportunity to create some kind of network where we could just go, hey, you need EC? Here are the pharmacies. You live where? Cupertino? Fine. Here, call this pharmacy. You know?
It just seems to make sense that young people who are panicked because the condom broke or because they didn't wear one or because something slipped.
And we talked to millions of them. We should be able to give them the referrals. And if they want to use my name or a network, whatever, let's set it up. Let's go. It's time.
So, Drew, as long as we're yapping about this, as long as we kind of got there first, shouldn't we be in for a taste, you know, wet our beak?
You already paid for it?
Just a taste.
Just like a penny every time somebody rings in for EC?
Penny?
Or a buck?
Hmm. And we're getting warmer. But I'm just saying, what's wrong with us? You listen to all these other radio shows. They're talking about going on cruises. They're pimping their books. They're pimping their websites. They're trying to sell best of tapes at the end of the year. There's a lot of pimping going on. We don't get in on anything. We don't even do any goddamn local car commercials or anything.
I don't think we have that in us. You know what I mean?
I'd do it. But hey, this is Adam Carolla for Galpin Ford.
But we have it. You would do it if someone asked you to do it, maybe.
Southland's number one Ford dealership.
But you don't have a promotional bone in you to make you go out and get it.
It's true. It's hard for me to move.
Yeah.
But look, I did all those retarded phone commercials.
Yeah, those paid. I got you off your butt.
I'm just saying, if we start moving this morning after pill and we're in for, you know, 50 cents, 75 cents a unit, that could start adding up. Greg?
Why don't you call it Prevent People?
Hello?
I tell you what.
Too lazy.
Here's your deal. Prevent and Plan B are really equivalent. Why don't you just say, call each of them and say, the one who pays me off, that's what I'm going to promote.
Okay.
There you go, Adam.
Yeah, thanks. Greg?
Yes.
What's up? You're 30.
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question because I was molested in 1975.
Uh-huh.
And when I turned 9 years old, when I started going through puberty, I started, you know, growing pubic hair. And that brought me back to my, you know, molestation. And I was wondering, the kids that are molested today, are they told that they're going to go through puberty? So, when they get their pubic hair, do they understand it's not coming from the molester, it's coming from their own body?
Ooh. Oof. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't it come from the molester?
Well, I assumed that it was because I was molested.
I got mine.
In 75, then. When I turned 9, you know, I started getting pubic hair, which was the same color as the molester who molested me.
Right. Wow. Black, right?
No, reddish.
Ooh. Hold on. You ever see red pubes? It's scary.
Is it?
Yeah, I got a friend who's got red hair. He's got like, looks like Bozo down there.
You're gay.
It's weird. It's not even, it's super red. You ever see super red pubes, Ann? It's weird.
And please ring in, please. By all means.
It's eerie.
It's time to get you involved in the show.
All right. So,
yeah, Tom's the man.
Come on, man.
She's never seen red pubes. She's said no.
No. Well, so I'm very sorry.
This is an interesting situation here.
Really? Interesting?
Yes.
Well, this guy's interesting.
Yeah, the red pube, red pube thing is informative.
I see.
This is interesting.
Enlightening. What would carrot top be like?
Oh, carrot bottom. Carrot middle.
Now, that would be scary if your body hair was red. Imagine your ass.
Yeah.
You look like one of those copper Siberian huskies.
Well, my ass would look like the sun. Look like the surface of the sun. You see those close-up, and they get those close-up flares of the sun? Yeah, that when it farted, it'd be one of those flares. You couldn't look at it too long without going blind.
It's already like that.
Radiating.
Not the red.
Medusa. All right. Hey, Greg?
What?
Oh, boy. Okay, this is interesting because we've never had anybody bring this up.
Maybe because none of your callers have been molested before.
Oh, no, they have, but you the pubic hair thing is... No, well, hold on, Drew.
I really wanted to hear Dr. Drew's opinion.
Well, hold on. He's not going to sympathize as much as I am.
Well, I think
I didn't ask for his sympathy. I just asked if kids today are told that when they go through puberty that they're going to have growth down there.
All right, let's put it this way, Greg. I talked to probably thousands of people that have been molested. No one has ever had any preoccupation with their transition to puberty. So I would bet that you have something else going on here in addition to the molestation that's causing you to be preoccupied and to confuse these things.
Well, you know, I'm 30 years old. I was 9 years old when I got...
Are you on medication?
Yeah, I'm on Risperidone, Paxil, and clonazepam.
Clonazepam?
Yeah, for panic attacks.
All right. And... Do you ever hear voices, that kind of thing?
I have LSD psychosis.
Okay, so he's got a chronic psychotic disorder.
You're insane.
And that's what this puberty, that's what this hair thing is about.
Really?
No,
it's a delusion.
Okay, I was molested in 75, right?
Right.
When AIDS came out in 80, and I started becoming overweight,
80.
I started getting stretch marks. And I thought that was from my molester, because I was molested by two white trash teens.
You're insane.
All right, but the thought process whereby...
Wait a minute, what did that have to do with AIDS?
The thought... Nothing.
I got lost. They were male molesters.
No, I understand, but hold on a second. Greg, what's going on now? Where are you living?
Where am I living? I'm living with my father.
All right, is it going okay?
Well, he was an alcoholic for the most of my years with him.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a dysfunctional family.
Oh, I know, but here's what I'm saying, Greg. Are you doing, I mean, I know you were molested and it was a horrible thing. And, you know, we talked to a lot of people, been through a lot of horrible things. But what I'm saying is you're 30, you're pretty young. You know, you don't have any disabilities. Your arms work. Your legs work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your arms and your legs work.
Well, you know, I'm grateful for that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen. Here's what I'm saying, Greg. We've talked to people who've been in worse shape than you. Okay.
I'm not looking for sympathy.
I know. I'm just telling you that you know you're 30 and you can do what you want.
I know that.
Within reason.
I know that. I know what's right and wrong.
Okay, buddy. Hold on a second.
No, I don't know where you're going with this, Adam.
I'm just trying to make the guy feel a little better about himself. He's kind of angry.
He's angry. But the thought process whereby body features of someone who had attacked you suddenly become projected onto you, which is what he's saying, his stretch marks came from the molesters.
Oh, well.
His pubic hair came from that is a delusional thought process.
Yeah.
And that is primarily what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. Well, when he first made his case, I thought there was something semi-compelling about it. Because if you're a kid and you've never seen a male's genital region and you see the hair and you don't see the hair on yourself and then you see the hair on yourself later, it's freaky, except for... One hair comes in at a time over the course of 3 years.
And then stretch marks and et cetera, et cetera. And then you had...
No, I'm not talking about stretch marks.
That's what he was saying.
No, I'm saying his theory would work if you got all your pubes overnight.
Yeah. Or three or four and no more.
That's right. All right. Greg?
What?
Keep taking your medication and take care of yourself.
Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
No. No, but take care of yourself, would you? All right, thanks.
Why'd you have to piss him off, Adam, by talking about the red butt hair? The ass hair.
Well, I mean, come on.
The butt soleil.
Oh, poor Greg.
Can I just say that I pulled him down and I listened to what he said when he started screaming about how you're not white and you suck?
I'm not white.
That's what he said. I'm sorry that I pulled him down because it was
Oh, all right. I'm not white and I suck? I think I'm white. Right?
But you suck.
Oh, that,
yeah, so.
That I'm not going to argue with. That's subjective. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to take a good look at myself in the mirror, see what color I am, and we'll be back after this. Hey. Loveline. My theme song, man. Bouncing in slow motion. Cool. Cut leather jacket slung over the shoulder. Smoked shades on.
Members only jacket.
Making the scene. Probably wearing some kind of boot. Or boots, perhaps two even. System of a Down in here tomorrow night. And it'll be good to see the System of a Down guys. Theoretically, we're going to be eating dinner with those guys tomorrow night, too. Some lovely Armenian food, right?
Glendale.
Is that where they like it?
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right.
Mugga, 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 mugga.
Pow. 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 Okay. Ooh, I'm going to eat me some Kafka kebab.
Shawarma.
Some shawarma.
Shawarma.
Some baba ganoush.
Get some of that goat milk yogurt drink.
It is very, very refreshing. Very refreshing. It is good. It's a mixture of the goat milk. And buttermilk, and lemon,
feta.
And vinegar, and a floater of goat urine. Very refreshing, very refreshing. All right, do you want the orange whip? Okay. But are you sure you don't want the cashews? I was just cracking Drew up last night because I was saying, what is it with these crazy Middle Eastern restaurants and their yogurt-based soft drinks? Skashush, it's very good. It's very good.
We also mentioned that you've never had a drink that you enjoyed that was referred to as refreshing.
Refreshing is the kiss of death. Refreshing is as bad as when you read the label and it says drink on it. It's always bad.
Yes.
Grape drink.
Yes.
Fruit drink. Drink, drink, drink. When you see drink, that means bad. Very bad. All right. Angela?
Yes.
You're 19?
17.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. I just came out 19. What's up?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I had a question about Vicodin, I guess. Because, well, I heard this chick on last night, and she just sounded, like, way strung out. And that was me, like, a few days ago. I don't know. It was just kind of... I was just wondering, like how is Vicodin bad for you? Like, what it does?
Well, it causes one of the most severe forms of addiction that there is. That's it. And if you take a large amount of it all of a sudden, there's enough Tylenol in it to shut your liver down.
But Vicodin itself doesn't harm your body?
Not the opiate, and no, the hydrocodone, which is the opiate in Vicodin. No, there's the interesting sort of conundrum with opiates, is that they cause the worst addiction, but no harm. No harm. The harmful part with opiates is how you administer it. People end up shooting it in the veins, and that's what hurts you, the way you give it.
Right. Is there any liquid form of Vicodin? Has anyone ever shoot up Vicodin?
No.
Do they cook? Can they cook up the pills?
No,
and shoot
but
it
up? There's hydrocodone in cough syrups.
Ugh. All right.
I thought it was making people deaf.
Yeah, there is. I've seen one case of that. A guy was taking 100 Vicodin a day, had sudden total deafness. And I talked to a gentleman at a famous ear clinic who was saying that they're starting to see people trickle in with permanent deafness that becomes progressive, even on low dose. As prescribed, Vicodin.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, somebody's going to have to rethink, I think, these pain pills, because it's OxyContin is screwing everybody up, and Vicodin, it seems like everyone's getting strung out on this stuff.
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my nuts itch bad. For like a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm. You want me to come over there with a stick and itch them for you?
Something a little sharper.
Okay. butcher knife? Yeah.
Cleaver?
You're not sexually active, are you?
Oh, not really, no.
Not really?
No.
You're not doing anything with anybody?
No.
Okay. So maybe it's a little jock-ish.
That's what it is.
What?
Jockey, just get yourself some antifungal cream or spray over the counter. Just go to the pharmacy, get some Lotrimin or Mycotin, any of that good stuff, and spray it on or put the cream on, and you'll feel better quickly.
Hey, Damien and Tara, no more just jack off out of it, kids. Please. Please. We're getting callers tonight. It's like jack off teenage guys that are just completely out of it.
I had an itchy, itchy rash.
All right. No more of them. I don't care what the problem is, but we're getting like, this is what it sounds like to me. I don't even hear the prom anymore. I just hear the tone, and I just tune out.
Yeah.
And then once in a while, there's a word in there. Girlfriend. And I'll say they came by. Dude. The guy. Bro. My buddy guy dude bro. That's what almost every call sounds to me now. That's what that sounds like, Drew. Do you understand that? I think it means I need a vacation or something. Right?
Yeah, it must be.
And you know what my answers sound like? Blowjob. Eat off. Got a fart. Take a nap. Believe in yourself. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla, phone number, 191. All right, let's have that. We stop at the bones. It's been down tomorrow night. And we'll have a bum. I'm then. Bent.
What's going on, Bent?
Hey, Vince. This is Vince.
Right. Vince, that's what I'm saying.
Go, Vince.
This is for Drew.
Yes, sir.
On the emergency contraceptive.
Right.
I'm a pharmacist in California.
Right.
It's Senate Bill 1169.
Right. This started this year.
Right. And the wording is, once a pharmacist has been certified, and the CPHA has a certification program that's kind of like the California Medical or pharmacist, and a protocol has been established with a local physician, a pharmacist can dispense emergency contraception without a prescription.
However, at this point,
somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that!
Okay. Many of the chain pharmacies will not be adopting this official policy.
Why?
On the law, nor paying for pharmacist certification under the law. Why? Well, I think it's because of the abortion, you know,
which of course
fallacy.
Thank you. God bless you.
Are they scared?
That up on the net under the Senate bill.
Do you think they're scared that they're going to get pressure put on them if they do this?
Sure. You know, because there's been pharmacists fired for refusing to dispense it on a prescription.
I didn't answer my question.
I know. I think your answer is yes.
Yes.
Here's my question. Why don't we set up a standardized protocol on the web that any pharmacist can download? And what's to prevent you, whoever pharmacist wants to do that, using, say, my name for all of them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then why don't we create a national network where, so effectively, it will become sort of over-the-counter?
I think that's an excellent idea.
And if it needs to be local, then let's, in each area, get a local physician who will use his or her name. And then, again, have these standardized protocols on the web that we just all sign off on, and pow, on we go.
You know, what I was planning on doing myself was getting certified, you know, paying it for it myself, seeing if my company would allow it. I don't know if they would.
You would allow you to dispense something? Oh, I see. Allow you to do it.
Okay. Right.
All right.
What company you work for?
Rather not say.
Big chain?
Yeah.
What is it?
Top three.
Thanks there, Vince.
Yeah,
and I know Vince can't be calling from... Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
You're a pharmacist. You're in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you work I speak English.
Work. Yeah. I know. This is why I'm curious.
What?
I've never met anyone who spoke English in Los Angeles working behind the counter of a pharmacy. I see you're calling from Stockton. Do you know about the policy about sending the crazy boat people to work behind the counter in Los Angeles?
I'll tell you right now, pharmacy school was over 50% English as a second language.
Wow.
What is that about this profession
that attracts
folks that cannot speak English?
Ask him.
He doesn't know.
Well, he was in pharmacy school. Maybe he has an idea.
What do you think, Vince?
As you call me an Okie. The white people are too lazy to go through the schooling.
Right.
And the Asians et cetera.
It's Asian. It's not only Asian, but it's bizarre Johnny Quest villain nationality.
Yeah, Middle Eastern.
Vince, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I pray for Mexican when I get to one of those places. Anything but one of those crazy Asians.
The curriculum is such that the Asian families, et cetera, they're brought up to go to college.
Yeah. Okay. Drew.
Right. You're
an idiot, Drew. I told you not to ask him. We know the Asians study harder and work harder and are smarter. Here's what it is. I think these are people who have trouble with the language and may not be fully indoctrinated into the culture. They're not third or fourth generation Asians. And being a doctor might be difficult for them because they would not be able to handle the interaction part.
Hmm.
But they work with drugs, not with people.
Right.
You see what
science.
I'm saying?
Also,
they work the science side of it.
There's a potential to have a business when you're a pharmacist.
That's true. All right. I just don't understand with this whole thing why everyone is so chicken ass and so scared that a very small yet well organized, I'll give you, part of society is going to close them down.
Mm.
The people that would protest this are in the minority.
Well, not only that, they're the ones that should be supporting it. It's a way to eliminate abortion. It is.
All right. How many times I got to tell you about the religious nut jobs who are more interested in complaining than they are about abortions. They don't actually care about abortions. They care about complaining. You understand?
Daniel?
You're 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you go, boy, do these people hate abortions. But no, it's boy, are these people in love with complaining. Sorry. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes. About a year ago, I met this girl, and I went out with her for about a month, and we broke up. And then I went to summer school, and she did too, and we started getting into each other again. And then before school started, we hooked back up. So anyway, we hooked up, and we've been going out for about 5 months now, and it's like totally new for me. I've never had a relationship like this.
Right. And except for the same chick you went out with before?
Yeah, this is her. She's the same one I went out with about a year ago.
Right. Yeah. What's the question?
Well, the question is that she's now brought up seeing other people. This was about 2 days ago.
All right, that's it. That's it.
You're done, buddy.
It's over.
It's over. So, the thing is, though, that I hate the school I go to.
All right, hold on. You know what this is? I got a picture of it in my mind.
Uh-huh.
I've had many of these relationships myself. People ask, how do I come up with these analogies?
You've been there.
They flash.
Yeah.
It's just a picture in my mind.
Okay.
He is running up a down escalator.
Mm-hmm.
You can run up a down escalator. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You got to burn a lot of calories, but you can't stay on it that long. The minute you stop, you go right back down to the bottom.
That, and there's nothing rewarding about it.
And she kicked him off, and he got off, and then he got to run up the down escalator again. But he's never in that position where you're just standing there and admiring the view and moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
He's always just been hanging on by thread. And now, listen, when someone says they want to see other people, Done.
Yeah.
They mean other people beside you, by the way. They don't include you in that.
Right.
I don't even know why they tell you.
Right.
Daniel?
Yeah.
It's over, buddy.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. She's always been in charge.
See, here's the thing, though, that the reason I stayed at this school was because of her, and now that I'm not with her, I'm planning on leaving, going with my best friend to another school.
Right.
So she's now telling me that not to leave, that to stay there, and that, you know, that not to leave, that we'll probably get back together and this and this.
No.
Like,
yeah, she just doesn't want to be responsible.
No, hold on. We're going to do a little reenactment here. I'm going to play the part of the downtrodden Daniel. You play the chick, all right, Drew?
All right.
Oh, man, that's it. I'm packing up. I'm getting out of here.
No, you don't have to do that. No, Daniel, listen. I'm going to another school. Listen, it's just something I'm going through right now. I need to see other people. This could be over within a week or two.
I'm leaving. I'm going
Daniel,
to.
Please. No, please. Don't.
I'm going to go to another school.
No, I don't think you should. I know. Listen.
You don't think I should?
No, listen. I love you. I'm just not in love with you anymore. And I want to see other people, Adam. I mean, Daniel.
I'm going to go to another school.
All right. You can get off the escalator.
Yeah, Daniel, she just said no because she felt bad when you were talking about packing up. Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
All right, look, she ain't into you. That's fine. There's other girls that are.
Should I leave and just leave, or should I stay there and hold my ground, you know?
No, just do what's good for you academically and socially, and don't worry about her.
And don't worry about your ground. She doesn't even know what you're doing.
Yeah. She's done.
Forget it. Look, you have relationships, and they end. And that's what you do when you're in high school.
That's what's supposed to happen.
This is fine.
That's good.
What you do in life. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, but take care of yourself.
He's all right. Why didn't somebody say, just think if somebody said that to you at 16.
You know what's always funny, too, is when he's talking about holding his ground.
Yeah.
How many times you said that you had a plan to execute? It's like, oh, yeah, she thinks she's so cool. She thinks she can live without me. Well, what's it going to be like when I stop talking?
All right, here's the deal.
3 weeks goes by and she doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're knee-deep into alpha plan.
Yeah, here's
and
something.
She doesn't even know.
Here's something you can tell young males. As soon as you start contemplating any kind of plan, as soon as the word plan enters your mind, it's game over.
Yep.
It's just a world of hurt if you activate any plans.
Yep.
Think about that. It's like women are some sort of a battle plan, some war maneuver.
No,
right?
But I mean, how many schemes and plans and shut up and statements have you tried to make in your life and the other person wasn't even aware you were doing it? You know what I mean? They're dating, they're talking on the phone, they're doing their homework, they're getting on with their life. Meanwhile, you're knee deep in your plan.
Oh, you've got a war room with a big long sticks moving around model figures and sliding around. Said woman moves to point A from point C.
That's right. You intercept a transpondence from her over to one of her friends talking about the mall. Could be useful information.
Our reconnaissance mission was a success.
Brian?
Hey, what's up?
You're 20. What's up?
Actually, I was distracted when I told your screen. I'm only 17. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I don't.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So distracted. You got your name right, yeah?
Yes.
So distracted, but couldn't get the age right.
Yeah.
Missed a decade.
I was typing on the computer. Okay. It was typing in numbers.
He's an idiot.
I am an idiot.
Okay.
Anyways, my girlfriend went away to college last year, and she and I have been having a long-distance relationship, but it's really hard to keep it going and go to school and work and all that at the same time.
Right. How far away has she gone?
She's just like an hour away. Mm. I mean, I can drive and go see her, I do, but it's like, it's a major commitment every time I go, and I mean,
I just don't think long-distance relationships are a good idea when you're in college.
Okay, but here's kind of what I wanted to know, is like, I mean, we've seriously been going out for, 2 years, which is, not that much when you're an adult, but when you're, in your teens, like, it's a big block.
Right.
And, how do I just let her know without being really, not mean, but just, without having any of the problems any of the people that call into your show have?
There's no way you're going to be able to say anything that doesn't cause a reaction.
Unless
she's thinking the same thing.
Unless she's thinking the same thing.
Well, sometimes she does have reactions when I say things like, I mean, I told her I wanted to slow down, you know, like maybe instead of going there 3 times a week.
No.
Go there 2 times a week, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And her reaction was so strong that her butthole was as big as a mason.
Oh, good, Brian. Nice. Good one.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right, everybody.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Quick question.
Yeah.
The whole part about you telling the screener you were 20 and you actually being 17.
Yeah.
Why was that germane? I mean,
since the whole call was bogus.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was. I know. Because he. We had to say he was in high school.
No. Well, that was part of it, but it was Alpha Plan. It was me moving things around a board with long sticks. You know.
Now you're screwing up the...
All right, hold on. Just really quick, before I go, I think Adam's funniest bits are when he doesn't actually say anything, when he's blah, blah, blahing. That is such a killer act that just kills me every time.
All right, well, I'll do that. Hey, but now wait a second.
Yeah.
I want you to answer my question.
Okay.
Are you 17?
No.
No, okay. You do sound like a mature 17-year-old.
Well, because I've been laid.
And did the part about telling the phone screener you were 20...
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that part of the ruse, you know? It seems like something to trip over.
I was trying to add a stroke of realism. Like,
I made
a mistake, sorry.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Yes, I understand. It worked out that way.
It's a good idea, but it's got to ring more true. People don't miss the decade because they're distracted. They don't do that.
Well, here's my question, Brian.
All right, what's this?
Did you intentionally do that?
No, actually.
That's what I was thinking.
I am 20, figured that by saying that I had made a mistake, it would seem more realistic.
Right.
Thanks.
Right, all okay, right. Take
good
care.
Good work.
Wait a minute, I still didn't get an answer to that.
He wanted to be a young college age.
He wanted to be in high school.
Right, high school age. And he's actually 20, and he thought, well, I'll go ahead and add that in because not only does it need to be for my story to work out, it'll add an element of realism because I stumbled over my age.
Yeah.
What it ended up doing was creating kind of a distraction.
I don't think that was part of his it'll seem real because it's sort of flawed.
No, he let it ride because he convinced himself it would seem real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
It didn't work.
No, it worked fine.
No. But I mean, that part was one part where you're like,
yeah,
it
could have straightened that part out. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. John, well, next time. John, you're 29.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm 29 years old, and my body hasn't really matured yet as far as getting in facial hair, any body hair. I have like underarm hair and pubic hair and like a little bit of leg hair, but I don't know, I'm 29, I have like pretty much a baby face. I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if I should see a doctor or whatnot.
Anything else abnormal about you or unusual?
No, I mean, like, my body size, okay. I'm, like, kind of slender. I think it's because I have fast metabolism. But I thought that would have slowed down by the time I turn around 25 or so.
Are you able to have normal sexual functioning?
Yeah, it's no problem at all. Like, I have friends of mine which are Armenian, and they have like a lot of facial hair. Their voices haven't really changed. But I mean, I know it's like a different race.
What's your race?
My race is white. I'm Caucasian.
Huh.
Armenians come out with like a 3 days growth on their, and that's the chicks.
The women, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very manly group. Those Armenians.
Yeah.
You know why? It's from drinking all the kukush.
Yeah.
Goat milk and buttermilk.
Very refreshing.
That's refreshing. Refreshing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John.
Yeah.
You. Okay, I'm going to put him on hold because there's like some sort of circus going on in the background. What the F was going on behind you?
I don't know.
John.
Yeah.
What's going on in the background there?
Nothing. I'm sitting in a car in a parking lot.
Well, what was going on?
The radio was on?
No.
No, I was told to turn my radio off, so I don't...
Well, now, what are we hearing now? Are you at a drive-in, drive-through or something?
No, I'm sitting in a parking lot.
Alone?
Yeah, I'm by myself.
It sounds like there's a crowd outside.
No, I have friends with me, but they're not with me in the car.
They're outside?
No, they're not. They're outside, but they're not even near my car.
Okay. And you don't hear those sounds in the background?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. All right. I don't know. All right, so what? Go to a doctor, get some...
No, I'm not sure it's anything. He's a normal
function. He's got a baby face.
Just him.
He's got hair on his nuts.
Just why it's the other end of the normal spectrum from, say, you. Or your lower half. What's below your belly button, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know guys that are like baby face guys or kid, you know, cute little guys. It works fine. They got a ton of tail, those guys. Amber?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have this problem, so I figured I could call you guys and you guys could tell me what's wrong.
All right.
Okay, well, with the boyfriend that I have right now, I'm really in love with him and everything, but when we have sex, I can't orgasm at all, through oral sex or through intercourse.
Have you ever been able to?
Yes, I have. With my first boyfriend, I've been able to through oral sex.
What's going on in the background there?
Oh, I'm at work.
Okay, that's all right.
My boss isn't listening right now.
That's all right. Where do you work?
I work at a security company. I don't want to say the name over the air.
You're in Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just kill yourself, and then that way you wouldn't have to spend any more time in Bakersfield?
I hate it here, too. I want to move to San Francisco, but I don't have that much money right now.
Hey, you should move. You shouldn't move directly from Bakersfield to San Francisco. You shouldn't move directly from Bakersfield to anywhere. What you should do is you go, if you've lived in Bakersfield for more than, like, let's say 18 months.
Oh, I've lived here years.
Okay, well then, what you should do is go spend, like, to decompress.
You need a reentrance time.
You need to go to, like, some place, like somewhere in between San Francisco and Bakersfield, like, let's say hell.
Hell?
Yeah, like, well, go to hell for, like, a year and decompress, so it's not as big a jump when you actually move to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God, is that Bakersfield an asshole?
I hate it here, too.
Everyone hates it there.
I'll move one day.
No, Bob Bakersfield hates it, the founder of the town.
Back to Amber's question.
Oh.
What is different about this relationship or this guy?
Yeah, see, okay, with the first boyfriend, I was able to have an orgasm through oral sex. And then I slept with, like, a lot of guys, like, after him. And then I got with my boyfriend I'm with now, who I really love. And we have, like, really good sex. He's really sexy. I just get to the point to where I'm about ready to orgasm, and I don't get there.
Why?
I have no idea. It feels really good. And
what was different about the first guy?
What was different about the first guy? Mm. I don't know. It's just I was able to have an orgasm with him.
Were you able to do that with any of the other guys?
No. No one in between.
And how long have you been with your current boyfriend?
18 months?
Yeah. About a year and 6 months.
Are you communicating with him about this stuff?
Yeah,
you able to
we're
talk
very
about
Yeah, we communicate.
Oral sex ain't working either, huh?
No, none of them are. It's like I get there and I can orgasm while I'm masturbating.
Hmm.
So I figured, do I need to speak to a doctor or a psychologist or what?
No,
unless something weird happened to you. Anything weird? I mean, besides the trauma of growing up in Bakersfield.
There's something between you. Something.
Do you think there's something going on with the guy?
I think.
And her?
I wonder if he sort of doesn't know what he's doing, and she idealizes him and romanticizes the relationship so much she can't really identify that he's not.
I mean, he's a klutz down there.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're getting that.
He really tries his best in everything.
Well, listen,
trying your best and knowing what you're doing can be different things.
He could try his best at painting or being an astronaut.
Right.
Doesn't mean he wouldn't screw it up.
Yeah, and I've slept with a lot of guys before him, too, and none of them have been able to do anything either, so I'm thinking it's me.
All from Bakersfield.
See the deal here?
Not all of them from Bakersfield.
One, no problem, but all the rest of them didn't know what they were doing, neither does this guy, so therefore all guys don't know what they're doing.
Wait a minute. Does this guy not know what he's doing?
No, this guy knows what he's doing. He's been with, like, tons of girls before me. He knows. I've never had a problem. He's never had a problem. I think it's just me.
Yeah, you need a little more sort of attention, finesse.
Did the first guy know what he was doing?
I don't know. He was my first guy I've ever slept with.
Yeah, but he seemed to have had some...
I don't know, Drew. I don't know. All You're pursuing this sort of men thing.
No. Just it may just be sort of awareness, you know, paying attention.
For her?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that word, cocksmith. It's a good one, right?
Cocksmith.
Yeah, you're allowed to say it. Sure you can. That's an old word. Anderson, you can say cocksman. I'm telling you, it's like from the turn of the century. It's not a swear word.
What's it mean?
It's ladies' man. I don't even know if the C word is even relevant in it.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I go to dictionary.com and see.
What's cockles mean?
Cockles is...
Shells.
Shells, yeah.
What's a conch?
Conch is a
big shell
big
you
shell.
Blow. Conch is a like a chauffeur. It's a
shofar.
Shofar. It's a, what, you know, it's a when a Samoan guy blows it, it's a conch or a conch.
Yeah.
And when a Jew blows it, it's a shofar. Is it true, Drew?
True.
And I'll bet you one of them big Samoans can outblow one of them scrawny Jews any day, Drew. Any day. You want to, huh?
No way, Drew.
You want to take one of your scrawny Jews against one of my fat Samoans in a conch blowing contest? I didn't think so. Okay. We're going to look up conchmen and then we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jonathan.
This is Billy.
From Korn, and you're listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on...
Yeah, old friends Korn. Speaking of Bakersfield, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Drew, I'm Adam. We just spent the last 4.5 minutes looking up Cotsman. Couldn't find anything. Anderson, relax with that. I'm telling you, it's slang. It's cool. It's a cool word. It's cool for the air. My grandmother says it.
Cool.
All right. Let's talk to Leanne, who's 20. She's got a problem with us calling Armenians hairy.
What's That's up? That's right. We're not all hairy. That's terrible.
Well, the chicks aren't as hairy as the dudes.
It's true. The guys are hairy.
Oh, my God.
But you said the chicks were hairy. That's mean.
Have you seen System of a Down?
Yes, I have.
They're like tribbles.
Are they going to be there tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see them.
People talk smack about that.
I'm a hairy guy myself. It's to me, it's a masculine feature.
But you said the women have hair.
No. He said that babies had hair. Now that it was the female babies.
Right.
To point out.
I heard what he said.
All right. But you're not hairy, Leanna?
Of course I'm not hairy.
All right, baby. That's cool.
Unless you like that kind of thing, Adam. I mean,
no.
I don't know.
You don't do that crazy eyebrow thing, do you?
No.
Oh, those Armenian chicks go nuts with the eyebrows.
What's that?
Crazy eyebrow makeup and too much eye makeup in Armenian
chicks. There's a lot of chicks that wear a lot of makeup. It's not just Armenian girls.
Yeah, but it's important for me to categorize and then denigrate.
It's so terrible.
Okay, baby.
Well, thank you. So,
all right.
So I want you to say out loud, Armenian women are beautiful.
Armenian women are beautiful.
Hey, come on.
All right. Please, everybody, be you. Don't worry about your nationality. Your nationality doesn't owe you ass. Just dump it. They're going to bail you out and you get thrown in jail. You got you and you got your friends. Everyone just drop your nationality. Just leave that for the professionals to make fun of. Don't worry about it so much. Paul?
Yep.
You're 25?
Yeah, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
He always talks about obtaining or a sense of self, like a loss of sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, I'm 25. I have a decent job. I have my own apartment. I am divorced. I have 2 kids. But, you know, I mean, I love my kids. But, man, you know, I'm totally lost.
Well, why do you feel lost?
Just like past abuse issues. My family's screwed up. I know that. I listen to this show all the time. I can give great advice to my sisters, my friends. But when it comes down to me and Brax getting over things, mm-hmm. you know, I just keep screwing myself over.
What's the primary issue in your family of origin? Why were they screwed up?
Molestation, rape. Stepdad is psychotic, kind of. He would just get, like, really angry.
Huh.
And, like, he threw a chair through the Arcadia door.
Where's my bourbon?
Still hasn't fixed that door, you know?
Yeah.
What's an Arcadia door?
Huh?
It's
one of those sliding glass doors.
Oh, they call that Arcadia door?
They used to, I know. When I was little, that's what it was called.
Good times. Well, they always just call them sliding doors.
Bay windows.
Sliding glass door. And, you know, it's just, you know, I know I've been depressed since I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever got any therapy?
I was, from the time when I left home,
uh-huh.
I went to live with my cousins,
mm-hmm.
and she could press my buttons really well.
Who, your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin, she was quite a bit older than me, and she kind of didn't want me living there anymore, so I kind of went nuts a little bit, you know?
Right, sure.
I started cutting on myself. And they put me in a rehab kind of place with, you know, people that are like anorexic,
drug problems.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You ever got any therapy?
Not consistent.
Okay.
Like,
well, that's the answer. You're torturing yourself, and you're going to end up screwing up your kids. Nowhere, you're not going to pull the number on them that your parents pulled on you. But it's just hard to have a parent that's troubled. Kids sense that. Even if you're being good to them, it's hard when, you know, daddy's in pain.
Yeah, but, okay. You know, I don't stick with it because...
Well,
you know,
stick with it.
Because why?
Because it seems like every time I talk to you, I've gone, and I've talked, and I've gotten a therapist, and it seems like every one I've gone to wants to just find out the dirt, the bad things that I've done, you know, instead of, like, you know, helping me just grow past it, you know, or, you know...
Well, look, you can tell them whatever you want to tell them or not tell them whatever you don't want
to
tell them.
That is up to you.
The dirt, as you call it, is kind of the part that you do need to get to.
Absolutely.
But you don't need to get to it all at once. But let me tell you, everybody, you go into the shrink and saying I went a few times and it didn't work. It's like announcing you're going to be a black belt in Taekwondo.
Yes.
Going to the dojo three times and going, where's my black belt?
That is exactly
this sucks.
Right.
I can't kick any ass. I'm going home.
That, and people go to therapists and whatnot expecting to feel better. That's not going to happen right away.
No.
In fact, you're going to feel worse.
There's a sort of breaking down before you build
and
back.
That can be a long time, but it's what you have to go through. If it wasn't uncomfortable, you'd do it already yourself.
Right. Masturbate, and I mutter my mother's name. Yeah, that's what I do with the therapist.
You always go, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I do with my therapist now. I sit there and I go, where did we leave off? Bob Sadler? That love it. Well, blah, 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 my mom, blah, blah, blah,
wait a minute,
blah,
wait a minute.
Edible, blah, 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 blah,
this,
hate, blah,
let's
blah,
be fair. This is what your therapist hears.
And, you know, when I was in high school, so, the captain, the football team, Central Valley, but time's up.
Okay. $150?
Okay. And then I say to him when I come back the next week, where'd we leave off? And he says, I think we were at Tufts. And I go, oh, yes, yes, that's right. That's what's all about.
That's what he hears.
Crystal?
Yeah?
That's what he hears because that's what comes out of my mouth. I don't get into anything. I just do it to say I'm going to therapy. Crystal?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up? Hold on. You know what's weird? You go to a therapist and you see somebody in the waiting room and it's kind of weird, weird little eye contact thing. You don't know what to say. It's not like other waiting rooms. It's not like the, hey, what's up waiting room. It's like the, oh, okay. And occasionally there's something weird. Like, everything in the therapist's office that has to do with the therapist's office is extra weird. I don't know why. I guess there's a stigma attached to it, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
Once in a while, when you get to the shrink's office, you'll hit like a switch, and that'll let them know you're in the waiting room, right? But there's a couple of switches, and there's other therapists sometimes working, sharing the same waiting room.
You hit the wrong one sometimes?
Well, no. What happens is you hit your switch, and then you stand there by the door, but the door opens, but it's not your therapist. It's the other therapist who's there waiting on their patient and hit the switch 2 minutes earlier, and you're like, so blah, blah, blah. I love it. You go sit down. They always have crappy magazines. They don't have any good, like, Big Jugs magazine and then there's no car magazines. It's all country homes and country living and I guess they're trying to relax you or say, look, here's what you should aspire to. Shouldn't be worried about tractor pulls. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, Drew, that weirdness?
Yeah.
And then every ninth time you go to the therapist, there's a strange person in the waiting room that you don't know what to make of. You're like, hey, who's that dude? I've never seen that dude. I come here for 3 years. I've never seen that dude. And he's sitting there, and you don't know where to say anything to him or not. She's telling that. You don't want to establish any eye contact.
It's kind of like standing next to somebody in the John latrine.
It's a combination between taking a leak next to someone at the urinal with no divider between you and renting porn. Strange kind of energy. Like when you go to porn, when you rent porn and there's another dude renting porn and you brush up against him or bump into him, you don't say anything. You don't go, oh, pardon me. It's like, dude.
In fact, do you?
Yeah, you don't say anything.
Do you look up even?
You don't acknowledge it. You don't acknowledge it. You just keep looking down. It's the same vibe. Yeah, that when you're urinating, same thing. Crystal?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. 17?
Yeah. First time caller, and you guys are great. Just want to tell you that. Okay, actually, I have a lot of things going on in my life right now. Like I said, like you said, I'm 17 and I'm pregnant. I'm almost 7 months pregnant. And the real question I will, like, concern or something in the future I just wanted to get through is, like, I haven't had a real boyfriend, you know, in my past.
Who knocked you up?
It wasn't a boyfriend.
No, it wasn't.
Just my boyfriend. Guy.
It was just a fling. And, well, I was, you know, because I haven't had a boyfriend, a real boyfriend, you know, how am I going to deal with having a kid and having a relationship later on in life?
Well,
you mean, is having a kid going to prevent you from having a boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean...
Or is it, are you asking that you've never been able to have a boyfriend, are you ever going to be able to handle intimacy?
Yeah, I mean, both. I mean,
both. Okay, both.
Well, you know, why don't you give the kid up for adoption?
No.
How come?
It's a part of me.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. It's a separate person.
True. Go, buddy.
It's a separate person. You start thinking of it as a part of you, and you're going to raise a severely disturbed, emotionally disturbed person.
Okay, well, it's my responsibility. And it's something that I did, and I have to take care of it. It's not a problem.
And wouldn't taking care of it be...
I can't just shove away the problem.
Right. You could get it. You make sure it's cared for by loving parents who really want to raise kids.
No, because I love my baby, and I want to be there for it.
I know. It's all pie in the sky. All right. So what are you going to do? Live at home?
No. Actually, I'm going to be kicked out. Pretty soon.
You'll be kicked out?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to be 18, so.
Well, yeah, but you're going to have a kid in 2 months, and what are you going to do?
Well,
how do you know
I'm
you're getting kicked?
I'm still going to school.
How are you going to support a child? That's our question. And how do you know you're being kicked out?
What?
How do you know you're getting kicked out at 18?
Well, because my mom told me.
And then how are you going to support the child?
Well, my parents are going to give me a little, some money. They're going to give me a car. And I'm going to move out with my friend.
Oh. Wow, that is... Listen, if that's your idea of how you support someone, is somebody gives you a car and magically I'll be able to put food on the table.
No. See, when I'm going to be moving out with my friend, I'm still going to be going to school, but they have a daycare at my school.
All right.
That time, my friend can babysit my kid.
Wait a minute. Who's going to buy food? How are you going to afford...
Their parents are going to give her money.
She's pregnant, too. So she's going to be staying at home, and she's working right now.
All right, baby. Hey, you both should give the kids up for adoption. I mean, obviously, it's the right thing to do, but fine. Here's all I'm saying, and as I'm saying this to you and every other young girl in your position, keep the kid. I understand fully why you're keeping the kid, but don't look at that as noble. That's the part I don't like about this whole thing. I understand it's yours, it's grown in you, you feel attached to it, and you're going to do it. But so many people turn this around into, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing the noble thing,
right.
I'm fulfilling my responsibilities. No, you're being selfish
right.
by not giving the kid
up.
Because you got two screwballs who are 17 and don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, and you're going to be living together, and you're going to screw these kids up. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be serial killers. They might be all right. But you're not being... It is not a noble thought.
The noble thing is to subjugate, put your feelings aside, and do what's really right for the kid.
Yes, you are jeopardizing the welfare of the kids to some degree. And as far as, Crystal, you getting a boyfriend, it's sort of academic at this point. I mean, right now.
It is academic.
You're 7 months pregnant. It's going to be hard to land a man.
For many, a couple of years, you're going to be busy.
Yes, you're going to have your child, and then do all that that takes.
They also have no idea what they're getting into with a baby and stuff. They're going to go to school and have no, not for a while.
Well, look at it. I mean, look at it this way. 17-year-olds are retards. I was a retard.
Oh.
I'm not saying Crystal in general. I just mean, at 17, you couldn't run a business.
No.
You couldn't do many, many things that you can do as an adult. I mean, at 17, you have difficulty navigating through life.
Mm-hmm.
It is enough to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many things you can't do at 17. I don't know why magically this will be one of the things you'll do. And here's the problem with parenting. No one ever gives you a grade on it. It's like, well, the kid didn't die, so you passed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got a world full of screwed up kids because everyone's getting doing D and F work. Thank you, Drew.
Well done.
We'll take a break. Hey, yo, hey, Drew.
That's
it, my name.
What? Huh?
That's it, my name. We're bad and bone. Zombie to them. Tina. 20 to say.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Hello, what's going on with them?
What's up, Tina?
Oh, okay. Hi, I just wanted to say that I absolutely adore you guys.
Thanks, Sammy.
And I really believe you guys help a lot of people.
Well, we probably have that, I mean.
So.
And I was calling. I'm 20.
Yeah.
And I guess I live a pretty sheltered life because recently my uncle had passed away and I was really, really close to him.
Oof.
And he was found in his home nude with a releasable zip tie around his neck.
Oh, Adam, this is a case in point for your service.
Yeah.
What was that cleanup service called? Rest in peace.
Rest assured.
Rest assured.
Yeah. See, if you subscribe to my service, $22 a month, when you kick off, we come in and clean things up just a little bit before the folks come in and find you with the junk in the hand and the Ziploc on the head. I would have clothed him, put him on the sofa, put a Bible in his lap, and removed all pornography from the house before the authorities showed up.
Bowling pins.
Oh, well, I don't know exactly all in detail because, like I said, I must live a sheltered life.
Well, who told you about this much?
Well,
why was that public knowledge?
Yeah.
Well, I was at his house. My uncle.
You found him?
We have a very close family. We hadn't heard from my uncle in a day. So my mom called me and told me that she was going to stop by my uncle's house.
Oh, why?
And she went to his house, and the door was open, and she pushed open and found him.
And you were there with her?
Well, she called me on her cell phone, and she was panicking, so I left work and rushed out there.
Oh.
By the time I got there, the coroners were there, and
that's
I saw him.
Wait a minute. Why was the front door open?
It was unlocked, and she knocked because his truck was there, and she pushed open the door, and there he was.
She went in.
How old was he?
He was 37. Anyway, he was my godfather, so I didn't really know this side.
He was your godfather?
Yeah, and he was supposed to walk me down the aisle. He's been like my father figure.
This can even be a bogus quality. This
and
yeah,
it's getting a little too much.
No, not like that. But, you know, he'd always been there.
Hold on a second. Should push that a little too hard. You know what I'm saying?
Too many?
Too many.
It's becoming too ironic,
right,
too bizarre.
Right.
Push your door open, calling the cell phone, autoironic asphyxiation.
Walk me down the aisle, meet his godfather.
What happened to your godfather? I died of autoironic asphyxiation. Same here. Same thing happened. So my godfather went.
All right, let's see what the question is.
All right.
So the question is, how do people get involved in something like that, and what is erotic asphyxiation? I mean, I kind of assume that it has to do with a pornography type of thing, but I don't understand why you would put something around your neck for that type of purpose.
All right.
A person would get involved in that.
And what do you mean? Did he have the bag on his head when you showed up?
It wasn't a bag. It was a releasable zip tie.
He was strangling himself that way.
Yeah, but they said that it could have been an erotic asphyxiation.
What's a zip tie?
A zip tie is something you use to like tie wires together.
Oh.
Electricians use it.
It locks though, right?
Locks. It's not releasable.
No, they have like releasable kind if you go to like Home Depot and stuff like that.
And you examined this instrument sufficiently to know exactly what was around his neck?
Well, I got a copy of the coroner's report because I didn't have any closure. I needed to know what happened.
All right. Well, let me just answer the question.
Okay.
Is this qualities about your story that sort of don't work for us, but be that as it may. What people do is they find ways to cut off the oxygen supply to their brain because it intensifies orgasm. It gives sort of a hallucinatory, euphoric experience. It's what many other things like sniffing glue and these sorts of things can do as well. It just basically cuts the oxygen supply off your brain, and it's probably what the white light is that you see when you're dying, when you have no blood pressure. It's just your brain gives you these intense experiences. And if you had, somebody's discovered that if you had orgasm to that, it's pretty intense. So he must have liked what that was. And
well,
I'm sorry that happened.
He died doing what he loved.
God's work.
Can you imagine him finding me tonight with my,
that's what I was thinking.
Night vision porn goggles on. He had a massive coronary, Your Honor. Our hypothesis is that the, surround sound, the sensory deprivation goggles he had on,
overwhelmed
just
system.
Became too much, too much. And it was the eighth time he beat off. best as we can tell from the scene, the reason the lamp's knocked over, she probably pulled a calf muscle, about four minutes into, his masturbatory session.
Well, said session.
But apparently he then recovered and moved on, so the lamp, I know, but initially we thought there was a struggle.
Well, of course, he wouldn't have never thought of removing the glasses, so, yeah.
Yeah.
May not have been aware the lamp was knocked over.
I'm telling you, you got to see these things. A DVD with
I've never
virtual
seen that.
Reality.
I've
goggles.
Never seen that.
It's crazy. Crazy. Pants around my ankles, virtual reality goggles on. Flipping them up, looking to see what time it is.
Right.
We'll be back. Love line, blah, 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 blah. Dr. Bill, blah, 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 blah.
System of Down?
Blah, blah, blah. System of Down tomorrow night, blah, blah, blah. Harry, blah, blah, Armenian.
Dinner.
Dinner.
We're gonna Pharma. Dinner.
So, until next time, this is Blah, 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 for W. San Cabal.
I love you. I'm just not in love with you anymore. And I want to see other people, Adam.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.